Welcome to the pregame. Before the pregame.
Oh, live.
Welcome to the pregame before the pregame, and in some cases, maybe even the pregame before the pregame before the pregame.
Jesus, that's a lot. I'm your host, some dude named Devs.
I'm your host, Segudo, a.k.a. Segudo, a.k.a. Tony Billion.
Oof. All right, so a little bit about myself. Okay. I'm a photographer, videographer based out in L.A., originally from Chicago. Yeah, that's all I do.
Well, I'm a hip-hop artist slash do a little bit of everything, acting, modeling, anything you need.
Wait, tell me. You know what today is, baby? Today is the first day of Coachella.
Ooh, Coachella.
Some dude named this is out here speaking live from Coachella, baby.
I see you.
So tell us about this podcast, brother.
So the important part about this podcast is that it's a pregame, so we need to drink. So let's pour up a drink, everybody, real quick.
Yeah. So as we're pouring, let me talk to you guys about it. So what we're going to be doing is every week we're going to be introducing a new liquor. So as time goes on, there's a lot of liquor. So as time goes on, we're going to be trying new things. So to start it off, me and my boy over here, we love vodka. So we're actually starting off with Tito's.
I don't love vodka.
Okay, well, you know what?
But I mean, I'll drink it. You know what I mean? I'll drink just about anything.
It's a low-calorie drink. It's a low-calorie drink.
You know, we started with Tito's. This actually is only because he happened to have Tito's, and so did I, at our respective houses, you know. That's kind of how that came about. Real quick, maybe we should take a shot?
Oh, definitely rip a shot.
Sure.
Well, as I'm
everybody, pour up. This is a first official power hour.
So I do not recommend, if you're listening to this in your vehicle, please don't drink and drive, guys.
Do not. Wait till you're at the stoplight.
Yeah. You can drink then drive.
Wow. No. Drive then drink. Then just try not to drive again, but definitely drink again.
All right. Cheers to that. Oh, this is way too
a round good. Of applause. By the way, the round of applause is when I let the ice hit the cup, but you can't hear it because my ice is kind of already melted because I've been pregame before this pregame. Soon we're going to make it into a game. You know, when you hear the sound, you're going to have to take a shot or a drink or whatever you're doing at your current moment in time.
Okay, so it's the pregame before the pregame. Should it be, I think a whistle would suffice.
Here's my thing. I always thought if it's a pregame, and we're talking about a game here, and the game being whatever you're doing
night. So damn right, it has to be a whistle.
It's got to be a whistle, like foul on the play.
There you go.
Fucking drink, you know? That's are we going? Are we going? So you guys hear the whistle.
So talk about,
means you have to drink.
If we're going international, is football still football here in America? Or
okay, here's the thing. If we're going international, if you hear the whistle, no matter what, a whistle is international. So it's either two free throws, which is two shots, or it's a goal. Am I not right?
No, well, I meant football as in.
It doesn't matter. Either way, all I know is if you hear the whistle, you got to drink. Okay,
we're just fading
from here on. Y'all ready for this? All right, so. Oh, by the way, how do you make your mixed drinks? I usually do 50-50. What about yourself?
I'm just going to say 75. Did you
just... I dropped something. Yes, I did. Let me break down this podcast real quick. The purpose of this podcast is for multiple reasons. Main thing is it's supposed to be a pregame before your pregame, before the actual game, whatever that might be for you tonight. It's Friday. Happy Friday. Maybe you had a shit week. Maybe it was just a hell of a day, but either way, it's over. Maybe you're in a new city, don't have many people to talk to. Maybe you're just lonely, need a couple of friends. Well, here you go. You got two friends for the next 20 minutes. You can drink with us.
Yeah.
We're going to be drinking every single Friday. Doesn't matter how early you want to start. If you're off and it's noon, fuck it, you know?
You know what I mean? Somewhere.
But if you got plans, I know you're going to go to a pregame. So let us start your pregame before that pregame. We're all best friends here. Let's have a good time. Yeah. Salute.
Yeah. 100%. Yeah.
Another shot. Let's do it up. Yeah. Y'all ready for this?
Well, here's a little background. Seguro and I have been friends since what, second grade?
Second grade. You were my first Asian.
Yeah. There you go. Yeah. My first Italian.
Yeah. There you go. Change your life forever.
Yeah. And we pretty much know each other for like damn near over 20 years. That's nuts.
Yeah. Yeah. It's been a hot minute. That's for sure. You know what's funny? You're actually the reason that I like Asian women. You know, we'll just break the ice and we'll jump right into it. He always used to bring me to family parties and, you know, he's got a couple of cute cousins. Even though he always used to get mad if I used to hit on his hot cousins.
Go ahead.
I don't have a specific story. I was just saying you're probably the reason that I'm attracted to Asian women because I grew up going to more Asian family parties than I did my own family parties. And
yeah. Yeah. It's funny they say that because before then I used to always date white girls. So
there's a method to the madness. You're welcome. But hey, it's Friday. Let's talk about plans. What do you got going on tonight? What are you doing after this pregame? Where's your next pregame? And then where's the actual game?
Ah, crap.
And then where's the post? Where's the post game?
Well, we pulled in here at noon, so we got to the hotel. Now we're just kind of getting ready, waiting for all the other guests to arrive to the hotel, and then head over to the festival.
You got a epic Coachella outfit. Talk to us, assless chaps. What are we talking here?
Oh, you know, did you see those jean panties? Them jannies?
I did. And I want you to count how many girls wear them.
The jannies?
And if we get to 10, then we're gonna have to do 10 shots next week.
Ooh, okay, okay.
So count, because that should be interesting.
I have overalls. My first time rocking
the overalls and nothing underneath.
Well, you know, it's about to be overall me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah, yeah. It's overall. I mean, yeah, it should. Overall, it's overall, you know. Okay, so who are you excited to see? What did you go for?
Gambino, baby.
Gambino, baby. Okay.
Oh.
I mean, after all, this is America. Am I not right?
100%. 100% right.
Okay.
But yeah, no, I'm super stoked for
that. Give me somebody else.
I have to check my list again because honestly, right now, I pregame way too much before the pregame.
Let's take another shot, maybe. Let's break the ice here. Everybody,
I think it beats
you. Shot time. You guys have to take a shot because it's just the rules. All right. Cheers.
Oh,
round of applause. Y'all ready for this? Oh, I spilled. Oh, if anybody knows me,
worst
every time.
Worst.
It doesn't matter even if I'm not drinking. Like, I will spill something at some point in time throughout the evening. I'm not going to clean that, though, right now. I don't feel like it. So I'm going to leave that there. Yeah. Yep. Yeah. No, fuck everybody. I don't even care. That shot was not good.
Listen.
Have you ever gotten an Uber, but you didn't actually have anywhere to go? You put a location down, but you don't even have to go there?
Actually, that's so funny. That is so funny you brought that up. Because before I moved to LA, I did that. Okay. You know what I did? I was so wasted.
Mm.
I was moving the next week after.
Interesting.
I was piss drunk. I took an Uber to the airport, thinking I can hop on the airport to get in, to go to LA.
Oh, wow. But you're already in LA.
No. I was in Chicago.
Oh.
So I took an Uber to O'Hare. I got to the airport. And then, by the way, there's no flights that leave after 1 a.m. No, so I'm there sitting in the airport.
Everybody knows that.
And then also, you can't buy tickets at the airport. You have to do through the app from what the person security told me.
They changed that.
I was teetering. I was like, okay, do I sleep here to wait for the 5 a.m. flight? Buy through the app. But I was so pissed drunk, dude. It was awful.
Mm. That is interesting. I mean, hey, to all of our viewers currently, don't do that. you know, have your flight planned, because the last place you want to hang out at is at the airport.
For all of our Chicago friends, my Uber was from Downers Grove to O'Hare. That was a hefty, stupid Uber.
Yeah, like 40 bucks probably. Especially going right to O'Hare.
No, and the worst part is that I packed bags. I couldn't wait to move.
I have a quick airport funny story. I book a cheap flight. You get the last boarding group, right? I'm flying Southwest. I got boarding group like D or E or whatever, so I'm last or whatever, right? I'm boarding last, and I always try to get in with an earlier group because I usually fly solo. No, this is a true story. I'm boarding group D or E. I try to hop in with B, right?
How B goes out. Well, how do you do that?
I'm gonna explain my whole scenario. It's actually money because it's worked every time except the last time that I went to LA. I tried this.
This past time,
yeah. Last month. I'm flying into LA and boarding group A goes, right? I'm like, well, I'm not A, so I'm not gonna go there. And I'm not gonna even go with B. I'm gonna go the last person. So it looks legit. Wait for the entire B to go, right? And usually they don't check. They don't see your thing because you scan the phone, you know, for your boarding pass. So I wait. Last person to B goes. I hop right in line, right behind the last guy. I'm walking, ba ba boom, ba ba boom. This always works for me. I swear to God, I've done it 7 times. I've counted 7 times I've done it. I'm 7 for 7 at this point. I walk up. I go to scan.
A noise.
Scans, right? Wait. I scan, right? She like peeps my phone or whatever. She goes, "You're the last group." Like, calls it out in front of everybody. I'm like, no fucking way, right? So wait. Exactly. She goes, "You have to wait, sir. You're the last boarding group."
That girl screamed it?
Wait. It gets better. So I go, what do I do, right? I fake being foreign. I take a fake phone call. I started speaking any language. I'm half German, half Italian. I know a little bit of both. I start speaking both on the phone, faking it. Just so it's more socially acceptable. Of why I joined the wrong boarding group.
That is so funny.
So I'm on the phone. I'm like, "Hey, ciao, come stai? Muy bien. Bene, bene, grazie." You know what I mean? Anything I could possibly come up with on the phone. Everyone's looking at me like, wow, this foreigner, right? And then I boarded with my last group. And I swear to God, everybody looking at me like I'm a fucking idiot. But I swear I feel like I felt a little bit more comfortable because I faked being foreign. Not a bad gig.
So... guys, at the end of the day, fake like you're foreign. No, that's true though, because if you see someone that doesn't comprehend English, it just looks like you made a mistake.
Oh, he didn't know. He didn't know. You know, some people I felt they're like, you know, he doesn't know anything. You know, he just got here.
Oh, that's not bad.
No, it was pretty solid, but very stupid. I felt very stupid.
Nice. Well, anyways, okay. So, well, just like Segundo said earlier. At the end of every podcast, we're doing a drunk story that we had. So feel free to send in your drunk stories, and then we'll tell you what we think about it. We'll let you know if you're an idiot or that was a good ass time.
No, I like it. If you're an idiot, really cool. It was probably a better time.
So it's always a better time.
No, I like that. I definitely want to hear people's stories. That's money. Those are always fun to listen to. Nobody can ever get bored from listening to that shit.
Yeah. Segundo, do you have a...
So I was trying to think about a good one, but I guess since I have to come up with one...
Hold on. I got an idea. How about we do a high school... Okay, how about this? First time getting drunk. Do you remember?
Semi, yes. And I don't know if it was the first time, but okay. I will go into that because that's not a bad way to go about it. But anyways, it was New Year's. I was probably in like sixth grade, maybe even probably seventh grade. I wasn't getting shit faced. I was, I drank wine coolers, thought I was cool as fuck. This is why it's funny though. I drank clearly one too many wine coolers, was with my entire family and my cousin. For those of you who don't know, I have a cousin Chuck, and I definitely have some great times with my cousin Chuck, especially back in the day when I was younger. He kind of paved the way into knowing what pre-gaming was, you know, pretty much.
Shout out to Chuck.
Shout out to Chuck. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5 times.
That's the man.
But anyways, I'm with Chuck. He's slamming something different from wine coolers. I'm just slamming wine coolers. And then all I remember was I walk upstairs. My entire family looks at me. They instantly know I'm drunk. I'm saying, look at all the pretty lights.
Did you puke?
I did not puke. Held my shit like a fucking champ since day one.
Nice.
But
nice.
Next week, I'll tell you guys one that I did not hold it like a champ whatsoever. How about yourself? First time getting drunk. Name it.
I think I also was in seventh grade. Yeah, seventh or sixth grade. Wow, that's so bad.
That's like
my little cousin's age.
That's right, dude. I mean, shit, kids nowadays, they're sixth grade or like fucking blowing yay and stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think drinking wine coolers is that bad.
I think one of my first times I remember was it was because my brother and sister, well, I'm the youngest of three. Actually, so is Sudo.
Hey.
He's the youngest of three. Yeah, so youngest. So for all the Filipinos out there, we're the bunso.
Oh.
Anyways.
For everybody else out there, we're just the fucking youngest.
So my brother and sister were having a party, and I think I remember my old friend, Johnny Antonoli.
Ooh.
We snuck downstairs after playing Halo and whatnot. We snuck downstairs and, like, snuck drinks. We sat drinking and drinking and drinking.
Do you remember what you were drinking?
I think it was clear. It was something clear. Actually, no, bullshit.
Clear
lie. I think it was Hennessy.
Oh, wow.
If everyone knows, Filipinos love Hennessy. And my sister used, back in the day, loved it too.
Wow.
So it was a house party. Yeah. So we snuck that and some Coca Cola. And then,
on my story.
I'm pretty sure we had like one.
Hennessy. Fuck.
I think it was like one or two we just drank.
I don't even think it's proven that wine coolers even have alcohol in them. So, I mean,
I think there's more alcohol than Listerine. You'd be getting lit off your mouthwash in your mouth.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
But yeah, I don't think I don't remember. But all I know is that John had to sleep over because he was too fucked up. So
I love it.
Yeah.
I love it.
Cool, yeah. Well, anyways, guys, thanks for listening.
Well, hey.
Again, like we said, if you have any stories, if you're listening on the... wow.
Here, let me just take over. If you're listening and you have a story to tell, please share it with us. We will definitely make it a part of our next podcast. And also, if there's any topics you want us to touch, which we're going to start getting into a little bit of, more topics in the next episode. If there's anything you want us to cover... And we'll do it not so.
I think we're gonna have an intro and outro music. Shigula has that in the works, so
yeah. Round of applause. There's not too much ice left in my.
We're definitely gonna use something else besides that.
We appreciate your time. Happy fucking Friday, guys. Have a great weekend.
Cheers, guys.